Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Crazy not to check out actionnetwork.com. You can get the app too. Download the free app, actionnetwork.com/app. Action Network is the app that makes you a better better with real-time spreads, decades of data and analysis, the ability to track every play that you make, share your wins with your friends, stay up to speed on the sports info that impacts you. I enjoy this website. I keep it minimized on my computer and I check it every day just to kind of watch the flow of money and watch the flow of bets. It's easy to kind of dig through the analytical part of these games. And Chad Millman joins us every Friday to discuss games. Chad, did the Green Bay-Seattle game last night surprise you at all?
Well, no, because I was on Seattle at -2.5, so mostly it just thrilled me. and the beauty was, like, you guys can understand this, like, I was watching the game. I had been out of town all week. My wife was out, and she came home. She's like, what are the chances we can just hang out and watch something that isn't football? And I was like, I actually said, let's go for it. Because, like, I had the app, and so I was keeping up in real time. Like, the cool thing about the app, is, like, you get that win probability. So I was following my green line, like, and seeing, do I have a chance to win? And then show ended, and there were about 5 minutes left in the game, and I flipped it back over. I was a winner all the way around. I was like an attentive husband, and I won my bet.
Check you out, man.
Fantastic stuff.
Yep.
Winner.
So married dudes can use this app and go to dinner and do everything.
Everything. We're your best friend on the road. Yeah. But I wasn't surprised by it. Because obviously, I wasn't surprised by it. I bet the Seahawks. But the Packers aren't very good on the road, and it feels like their offense is unimaginative. And their defense can't close. And the Seahawks are not a very good team, but wow, do they just play hard. And it does feel like they have figured out their running game, and they showed that last night, like several times when they needed a big run, they got it. And so, you know, in hindsight, I can say all this with enormous confidence. When I said it yesterday on radio shows, I was guessing.
Hey, let's look at Pittsburgh-Jacksonville real quick. Open Pittsburgh -6. Obviously, the Le'Veon Bell thing has happened this week. Down to -5.5. 68% of the bets, 47% of the money for Pittsburgh. What do you think about that AFC South from an AFC South perspective as we are in Nashville?
I will tell you, I lean to the Jags, and so you make a very interesting point. 68% of the bets, 47% of the money. That usually means that the wise guy, so the flip side of that is that 32% of the bets are on the Jags, but 53% of the money is on the Jags. When the majority of the bets are on one side and the majority of the money is on the other side, it means the wise guys are betting the other side. So you've got the wise guys coming in on the Jaguars. And which is why there's sort of interesting line movement in this game.
Right.
I like the Jaguars in this game. I feel like that's a lot of points to be laying against what is one of the best pass defenses, if not the best pass defense in the NFL. The challenge is this team a train wreck? Has Doug Marrone lost the locker room? Have they given up on Blake Bortles from a defensive perspective, so they feel like everything is on their shoulders, and that creates more pressure? I thought this team played fearlessly and fun, like they were, you know, they knew what they had early in the year, and they've lost a lot of confidence the past few weeks. And so it's a scary bet to make, but from a analytics perspective and a market perspective, it's the right side.
I agree. Chad Millman with us, at Chad Millman on Twitter.
Well, staying in the AFC South and closer to home, just up the road in Indy, actually, this weekend, Titans and Colts, what do you think?
This game is perplexing me to no end. Because, look, we've talked about this, love the Titans.
You say it every week.
I do. I love the way they play. I think they're a really interesting team to watch. And their defense, obviously now, like they're the best scoring defense in the NFL. I think they're great. And when I saw this line open, I was all over the Titans, like thinking, I'm going to bet the Titans. And as the week has gone on, people around me have tried to convince me that the Colts are the right side. And they make a lot of good points. And I was betting the Titans because of bias. Like normally I am a short home favorites kind of guy, which is exactly the situation the Colts are in. Their offensive line is playing amazing. You know, Andrew Luck hasn't been sacked in forever.
Yep.
So I'm going to pass on this game because I've got indicators on both sides that make me feel really good, and I don't feel strongly enough about any of them to say this is a better side for me right now.
There has been line movement in this game, which is interesting. The Titans, a 3-point underdog to open. It got down to one. It's down at 1.5 now is what I'm looking
at. Yeah, that's what you're seeing there is buyback from the wise guys. And because you get the Colts, like you basically saying, all right, the Colts are going to got to win at home. People are going to take that bet. The teams are evenly matched enough that that's when the buying starts.
Let's stay in the AFC South. What about that Houston game in Washington? A lot of money going toward the Texans.
Yeah, I do like the Redskins in this game. I just do, and I am always going to favor home underdogs.
Yeah.
They are a team that has proven consistently they're going to stay in it. I know their offensive line is in shambles, and playing the Texans is different than playing the Bucs. Their defensive line obviously is amazing, but I don't think they've gotten enough credit throughout the year. And I think the Texans are getting too much credit for the win streak they're on. And I think the only really impressive win they have was against the Broncos on the road, and they easily could have lost that game and probably should have lost that game. So it's hard for me to reconcile making them a big home, big road underdog right now. I mean, a big road favorite.
Let's go to college ranks. Vanderbilt and Ole Miss, what's the over-under on total yards and points in this thing?
Jeez, right? I'd have to do a little digging. I can't do it as fast as I normally could. But boy,
you could just say a lot, and you'll be right.
Yeah. Exactly. I think it's going to be a million yards. That's what I think. but look, like that total right now, what is that total at right now? It is at 70? Is that what it's at? That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
Like that's telling you everything. 70, 70 and a half, that's telling you everything you need to know. I think it's interesting that like Vandy is a very short favorite. And to me, that tells you a couple things. And we've talked about Vandy before and sort of how they've been more impressive this year. The fact they're a short favorite, like in this scenario, bully for them. I don't know that I have an opinion on the game, but fantastic for them. I will tell you that like the majority of the bets and the money are coming in on Vandy in this game. So they're going to have a lot of friends rooting for them.
Yeah, Vanderbilt, a 3-point favorite at home. Do you have an opinion on Tennessee, Missouri? Kind of a difficult game. When you look at the power numbers, it looks like the line should be higher than 5, and it has drifted up towards 6.5. What do you think?
Yeah, I would probably favor Mizzou in this game.
Yeah.
I think, look, Tennessee, like, they've had some highlights this year, obviously. But Missouri, I think, it's just a better team. And winning, like, on the road in college football as a 6.5-point favorite is much easier. It's not the same thing as winning on the road as like a 7-point favorite in the NFL. Tennessee is building a program. They're still on the way up, but I don't think they're in a position where they're going to beat a team like Mizzou, which while they're not like a highly ranked team, is still better at this point in their sort of transition than Tennessee is.
Chad Millman, Action Network. Check out the website, actionnetwork.com, and better yet, get the app. And that way you can go on date night and have the phone under the table.
Yeah.
Still keep up with everything that's going on Saturday. Is there a game that sticks out to you in the NFL or college football that we didn't hit on?
Well, the one game that has been really interesting to me, and I'm kind of waiting, is the Falcons at 3 or 3.5 against the Cowboys. It just feels like you're getting sort of the sweet spot of overvalued, undervalued. The Cowboys coming in off of a win against the Eagles, prime time. They're inconsistent offensively, don't have a personality or an identity. Sean Lee is out on the defense side of the ball against an offense that can just light it up. But because they lost as favorites against the Browns, they're being depreciated a little bit. So I am just waiting to see. The majority of tickets are coming in the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful this line gets to a true -3, and I'd probably hit the Falcons.
Appreciate it, Chad. Always good checking in with you, and we'll check in with you next Tuesday due to the short week. So we look forward to it.
Got it. Enjoy it, fellas. Thank you.